Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Bone coming at you live from the city, Robonia, on this good Friday. And welcome to Friday Night Get Right. It's Friday, November 20th, 2015, the last weekend before Thanksgiving. Are y'all ready for Thanksgiving? Damn, is it Thanksgiving already? The year has kind of flown by. Or is it just me? Anyway, damn, Christmas right around the corner. We just here again to have a good night on Friday night. Get right. I don't really have much conversation for y'all this evening. I'm gonna be honest with you. Not much of a talking music. So the music gonna do most of the work tonight. Might talk a little bit. I know how I am. I'll say one thing and then I'll do something else. So we'll see. But hold on. Wait a second. I've been practicing this. I want to make sure I get it right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, Capricorn Lover, coming at you live from Robonia City on this good Friday Night Get Right. I'm going to slow it down for you a little bit this evening. Start off a little slow, not too slow. You know how it is nowadays, what we consider slow music, but not as hard as I usually come at you. Thugs need love, too. So I figured, you know, since the majority of people probably listen to my show are somewhat thuggish, you know, they got a soft side, too, for the most part. So, with that, going to jump right into my boy Omarion. I like Omarion. I don't know how y'all feel about him. But this is Baller.
Game's in the Admiral refrigerator. The door is closed. The light's out. The butter's getting hard. The eggs are cooling. And the jello is jiggling.
Omarion.
number one jewel. Falling out of control. Big group with the hoes. Drop 40 on the road. Start to play big role. AP on my wrist. Nigga, you ain't got this. I bought my whip in the hallway. Call it the Timothy Hardway. I'm MVP on my all day. Just my style out the Barclay. I just might jump on the foul line. I'm even up on my downtime. Every time you come around, put on the show like it's halftime. Ballin', 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 Magic, Jordan. I'm scoring. I'm scoring. I've been ballin' from the jump. OKC, KD, Rondo, no KG. Black car got no limit. Call that masterpiece. I'm from the west like Delante. I got my Yeezy from Kanye. I'm paid for weed. Roy Steen with the ball, man. Y'all niggas got hoop dreams. I'm MJ with the whoop dreams. Call me after till your friends come. Tell the baby that's an L1. Ballin', 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 Magic, Jordan.
Down, fingers in the breeze, weaving through the lights in the sky. You said, baby, close your eyes. And I prayed we would always hold on to this feeling stronger, faster, faster. But now you're on your knees on the highway, talking about wish we would have done shit my way. But there's so many things I might have done. And all these bodies trying to hold me, but they don't know me like you know me, chip chop. And I remember you and the flowers in your hair. How I promised you I always will have your back. But can you love me despite the cracks?
Can you love me?
Can you love me despite the cracks?
Talking to me like a matchbox. You know I was doomed to fall in love with you. Put a bandaid on and move forward for the time being. But I can't tell if that's my heart beating or if that's time leaving. See, I've been talking to you lately. Feels like I've been going crazy. Trying to forge a hole in time and erase all those painful places. I was only sticking to the script, dawg. You wrote, I was only giving what I get, dawg. You know, cause I can paint a picture in the sky right where you wanna be. I never said it love, but more like you is what I wanna be.
Oh, oh, but there is pleasure this day. Oh, oh, but there is pleasure this day. Pleasure this day.
Pleasure this pain.
covered cold as honey deep. And baby, making love just ain't making love me, no. Couldn't be more perfect, give me plenty. Wouldn't change a thing, this is magic. Beautiful love.
Catch a kiss and hide it, go get it. Now we're grown up and there's more at stake. Between love and lust is complicated. I swear if you could love me through all my emotional crazy moods, I'll be the one that'll hold you down when the mother holds you, you're lonely. Ooh, if I choose to let down my guard, you gotta show me some security.
Tell me you're the one. That's what I give you to be.
Should have said it before, but I'll say it now. This is Friday Night Get Right. This is not your mama's radio show. I curse, but my music curse. So just prepare yourself for that. All right. Adult content, adult conversation is what I'm into here on Friday Night Get Right. All right. I just want to give you some good music, something nice to listen to, maybe a little something to talk about on your way to the club. You know what I mean? It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. I know y'all trying to hang out. You're trying to do your little hangout this weekend. Some of y'all might be smart and staying in the house. But the majority of y'all going to go do your little hangout this weekend so you can ball out of control next weekend. You know what I'm saying? So I know how it is. I used to be out there. Not no more. I'm old now. But I know how it is. Hey, so let's see. I had a question, and I don't know if I'll get a response or not, but, you know, what is it that the women of 2015, like the good women, though, you know, the marriage material type women like I got and, you know, like my homeboy dad got, you know, women like that, you know, what is the single ones out there in today's world, like, what is it that they're looking for? You know, I think I used to know back in the day they was looking for, you know, a man with a job, you know, a good head on his shoulders, preferably no cheering, preferably no cheering. But if he got some, that's okay, you know, as long as he take care of him. You know, a good, responsible man. That I'm not going to say they're extinct, but either, you know, they married or they locked up, the majority of them. So, I mean, who are they looking for now? These cats with the skinny jeans and, you know, the club money? That's what's hot now, you know, the nice car? I don't know. What is it? If you can tell me, hit me up. Number is 718-664-9983. 718-664-9983. And remember, it may not prompt you to press 1, but if you would like to comment, press 1. It'll let me know that you want to chime in. Or if you just want to listen and hang out, that's cool too. All right. Let's see. So I started out with Ballin' Omarion, and then I played Pleasure This Pain. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that. That was Kwame Liz and Angel Hayes. Probably never heard of them, but I like that song. After that, you know, that voice, y'all recognize that, Jill Scott. That was Beautiful Love, her and BJ the Chicago Kid. And another one y'all may not have heard before, that one, which was Tedra Moses with Anthony Hamilton. That one's good, too. And then that last one, like I said, was Bounce with Jack Quinn. So I'm going to jump in. I haven't played a song from my other old lady. I don't know. I think I may have played one. You know, I have my wife and then I have my old lady. Don't, I know, sounds bad. But when you hear, you'll understand. All right. So play this one. Hope y'all enjoy.
Remember that time I showed up with just panties under my coat? High heels, they was knee high and my legs was gripping that throat. You told me this and I quote, cause we popped pills and you smoked. You said your stuff got me strung out, it's like doing lines with some coke. You always say it's the best sex you ever had in your life, and you always play with it good when we be speeding off in that race. Just keep copping them things that you be copping me on the 8th. You the president and I'm Biden, just slide in cause you safe, nigga, third base.
Only time I ever call you, my life only loves it when you touch me. more volume. Louder, and my voice.
Roll some, you gon' roll some, you know some, we both find it. Who lies? Yeah, you lie. Spent the whole summer trying to be in the wrong place at the right time. But I know what's mine when I see it. I know. I know, I know, I know when I see it riding down the 405. Racing, racing, thinking to myself if I should make it right. When I pulled up to the light, and then my phone started ringing. Don't know why, but I know a sign when I see it.
Y'all to know that Money Change, I was more than the receiver of it. Fame level of shades in this very time. You being a pilot. Fuck with me though. Call ID, brother.
Woo!
Hello?
I still got Tony Baxter flying.
So many hearts to care, man. So many thoughts again and again. So many years gone by. So many friends are sitting away. So many niggas are really pretend. So many women are thinking of shit. Let's let the years go by. New phone, who was there? Got a new phone, who was there? New phone, who was there? Let's let the years go by. Same phone, who was there? Same phone, who was there? Same phone, who was there? So many years gone by. New phone, who was that? Talk to me, what's up? I'ma get it, it's easy. 100 realists, I be kicking since East Bay. 100 realists, all my niggas in a good place. 100 realists, got my city with a mixtape. No, never call like I used to, though. But why you getting mad as if you don't know? Like I ain't getting bags and my crew not on. Cause we ain't getting bags, where that look on. Show, I'm on the road. Hey, paying money and never show. Yeah, we on the road. Alizé still hungry for. Yeah, I'm smoking haze in Hollywood, I'm really poor. Tracy bringing them real bitches who looking for. EBM, EBM, this is bigger than all this. Looking like 100 mil with infinite knowledge. Trying to tell them little niggas it's better than college. Super stupid, see my music should come with propellers. Yeah, stomach still hungry as ever. Even though I know this money is coming forever. Niggas say get your dollars up, hope you stay the same. So I'm counting my dollars and counting niggas change. And niggas tell me that I'm Hollywood. But y'all the same niggas that used to say that I probably wouldn't. So many hearts to care, man. So many thoughts again and again. So many years gone by. So many friends are sitting away. So many niggas who really pretend. So many women that think they're the shit. Let's let the years go by. New phone, who was there? Got a new phone, who was there? New phone, who was there? Let's let the years go by. Same phone, who was there? Same phone, who was there? Same phone, who was there? So many years gone by. New phone, who was there? Talk to me, what's up?
The days I think of you, baby. And the things I didn't do, baby. Acting like I'm in middle school and you really hate it.
Thug tweeting the shit out you when a nigga angry. Get your feelings together, why you practicing hatred? Immaculate statements for immaculate statements. Shackled and chained up. That's what the gang does. Bitches that blow my high should go on my fan club. Boss up like shit, boss up like shit. Raw can't talk dirty, she flossed on my dick. Show up in ball, man. Show up niggas that hate. Show up with bitches who think their horoscope is they fate. 4 a.m, babe. No, I'm not picking up. No, I'm not with a bitch. I ain't sleeping no more. Hope you can understand. I'm still the same one, but I'm finna change clothes, keys, and gate gold. Here's the bang button. Same number.
So many hearts I can't imagine. So many thoughts again and again. So many years gone by. So many friends who stand in the way. So many niggas who really pretend. So many women who think they're the shit. Let's let the years go by. New phone, who was there? Got a new phone, who was there? New phone, who was there? Let's let the years go by. Same phone, who was there? Same phone, who was there? Same phone, who was there? So many years gone by. New phone, who was there? Talking to the truck.
That was a new phone by Wale. I like that jam. Wale's been coming out with some jams lately that I enjoy. Before that, it was When I See It, Kanye. It's not Backpack toting Kanye no more. I don't know what this Kanye told. Well, this Kanye told the baby. But he's not the old Kanye no more. He on something else. You know, everybody evolves and changes, so that's what's up. And I want to be clear on the Hills remix, The Weeknd, I was featuring Nicki Minaj. That is my old lady. So if y'all don't know, my wife is already aware of that, so you can't go snitching on me. Nicki Minaj is my other old lady. All right. Just want to be clear on that. Now, any insight, ladies and gentlemen? What does the good woman of 2015, what is she looking for in a good man? I don't know. I'm trying to help them these cats out here in the streets, you know, running around talking about something, ain't no more good women. You know, you got to change it up and do something else. So you can snag them, they out there. It's just that we as men have just fucked the game up so badly over the centuries that now the tables have turned. Well, not really, they haven't turned. Men still doing the same shit. But, you know, women have caught up now. You know what I mean? With equal opportunity and all this other stuff that comes along throughout the centuries, we had to realize that eventually they were going to catch up. And, you know, now when they, you know, just stood there and watched us so-called be pimped. You know, now they pimping harder than we are, better than we are, because they better at everything than we are, man. Let's just be honest about it. They're better lovers than we are as far as, like, really, like, embodying the pure essence of love. Women are a lot better at that. They give birth. You know, they bring forth life through their body. It develops it, and it comes out of them. You know, so I have to say it, and I know women, I may piss y'all off, I said it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Y'all better liars than we are. You know what I mean? Y'all better at everything, you know, secret keepers, all that. Y'all better at all that stuff than we men are dumb. And I'm quick to call us dumb men because we are. We do stupid shit. But I'm not gonna beat us up. I'm trying to help them brothers out there though that's looking for the good women, man, and don't know what to do because they I don't know. It's different out here. The game is different. The game has changed. So I really feel sorry for you guys that are single. I really am. Single and that's looking for a good woman. They out there. You just got to look. Are you willing to put forth the effort? All right. Hey, I like this one. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to be about it. Back into some music, y'all.
Bank roll, mom. Okay. But you know, a lot be from California, love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing cushion from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at him sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash your playing spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style in the living room. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Moonrock, got me acting like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though, 101, get your head kicked. Spend more than a tad, bitch. Air hood, air set, though. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento, I just had to act in California.
Yeah.
All right, that was California. I think it's like Canelo Lau. I think that's how you pronounce that. Featuring T.I. Young Dolph and Rico Verino. I ain't never heard of that last guy, that Rico Verino. I don't know who he is. But Young Dolph and T.I., I know them. We have a caller. We're going to take this call real quick. See if they have something to give us for tonight's topic. What's up, caller? You on the air. What you got for me?
What's going on, Unc?
What up, man?
Ain't nothing. Calling the clown, that's all. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just chilling, man. That's all. Just maintaining, vibing out.
You know I'm stupid. What's the question?
The question is, homeboy, what is it that today's woman is looking for in a good man? You know, we used to be able to, to say, okay, a woman's looking for a good man. She's looking for a man with a job. She's looking for a man that, handles his responsibilities. Maybe he got a car. If he got kids, he's taking care of his kids, But that type of man is kind of hard to find nowadays. So what is it that women are looking for in a good man?
Well, the women that are looking for a man, the rest of them looking for a woman, the one that are looking for a man is looking for just what you say, stability. I think they're so smart right now. I don't think they enter into a relationship for love anymore. I think it's a business move for them. What could you do for them? That's what I think it is. Now, and if they fall in love later, so be it. But right now, in 2015, I think it's a business move, man. I don't think it's for love anymore because, when I remember love, you can get mad at somebody, like mad at your girl mad at their dude, whatever. They'll break up for a little bit, but they'll come back. But now women, they can move on so quick that'll let you know they weren't never in love. So right now I think it's stability. What can you do for me? Huh?
Right. And to your point, the divorce rate today is so high. It's like ridiculously high. Of course, I don't know any exact numbers, but you have a point there. I don't really think people go into, speaking specifically marriage, I don't think a lot of people go into it for love anymore. They go into it for that stability. What situation is the most stable? What I mean?
Yeah.
You got three good dudes. Three good dudes. All of them are good men, but which one will I, make out the best on? But homeboy, I want to say this though. That may be the majority, but that is not all of them. Okay,
old school marriage it still exists, but
right.
Old school marriage is when you build together. When a woman come into a relationship and you already got, it's a business move. When you get people who grind from the start, been together for years before they get married or whatever, they build an empire. That's old school love. And actually in their mind, when things do get bad or whatever, they like, I'm not finna build this to let somebody else sit here and reap the benefit of it. I'm gonna stay. That's where staying to the end come in at. We built this together. You're not about to just give it to somebody else. That's the mentality of old school love. But now, women, they so independent. You got women that are too independent, and I know, I ain't going to say no names. I know women that got big old houses, got big, nice jobs and stuff like that, and they in that big-ass house by themselves. They can find a dude. They pretty. They can find a dude, but they can't keep a dude. That's the thing. The ideal woman has changed. I don't really think it's men, and I don't really think it's women, but both sides have changed so much. Dudes, they worry about the image more than their relationship. Women, they worry about their career more than their relationship. Well, not all of them, but it's a lot out there, and the educated woman is growing every day.
Right.
You know, when you
and it's
become
crazy.
Too independent, when you come too independent, you know, that's
yeah.
that's a beast that you got to deal with right there. And it's hard to deal with her.
You're absolutely right. But you said something that I wanted to put an emphasis on. You said, you know, man has become more worried about their image than their relationship. Because I was trying to pinpoint it and put it into words that I can understand. And you said it perfectly. Men have become, shit, I don't know how else to say it, but women.
Materialistic.
I mean,
that's what that is.
Yeah.
They become materialistic. It's what I got, my car, you know, my house, you know, my clothes I got on, my jewelry, the gold in my mouth, whatever. You know, it and 90% of them dudes, man, they got these big old nice cars sitting on something, you know, and they still live with their mama, you know. You know, they're not stable. The educated woman, you know, she already got her bread. What can you offer me besides the bread I already have?
Right.
You know, you can't offer me nothing. You know, I said the last time I was on Dick Dime a Dozen, you know, if you can't offer me anything besides dick, you know, then I don't have no use for it. That's the idea of a woman. That's how they're thinking. I ain't got no use for you. I got my own money. I don't need your money. You don't have to take care of me. I got my own house. You know how many women, you know, that I've met at skating rings, bowling alleys and stuff like that, they're lawyers, doctors and things like that. They have their own houses and own cars. They don't need you. You know, they want to laugh. They want to have fun. You know, they want something besides that bull jump. You know, I got this. What else can you offer me? Can you make me happy?
If it was more of that around here in Manatee County, it would force the men in Manatee County to change. What I think has happened is that the men have become more materialistic and more worried about their image than stability and growth. And women have just, like, lowered their standards to accept men like that. That's sad to me because it's a lot of good young women that are out there with some sorry-ass niggas just that don't want to work, you know, and maybe half-ass work, but they got the brand-new Jordans every time they come out somehow, you know, and decked out, you know what I'm saying, gold in their mouth and around their neck, you know what I'm saying,
okay,
but don't got to.
You talking about that cold pillow syndrome. You know about the cold pillow syndrome?
What's the
cold pillow syndrome? That, you know, they don't want that pillow next to them cold. You know, so they just take any man that'll lay over there and keep them warm kind of thing. You know, not necessarily they happy with that dude, but they'll take it because it prevents my bed from being cold. You know,
you're talking about that cold syndrome.
Cold pillow syndrome. They don't like that pillow. Roll over, you want to roll over into something. That's how women are.
Okay.
I mean, lonely women, I'm going to say that. They want to roll over into something.
They don't care what they roll over into.
They don't care what they roll over into. And in the winter, it might be a big fat dude, and some it might be a little skinny dude. As long as they roll over to something, you know, they rather roll over to something, you know. That's that cold syndrome, cold pillow syndrome, is what I call it.
That's the second technical term I've heard today, you know. I don't know if that's an actual technical term, but I'm going to put it in a damn book somewhere. It belongs to somebody's book, you know. But it was when I heard love language. And hold on, I think we got another caller. Hold on, let me get my thought out before we do that. Love language. And I was talking to a coworker, and she was trying to explain to me this term, love language, and basically, and I've heard somebody, I think it was Chanel on 9-4-1 Style, she may have mentioned it once before, but basically, knowing what it is that, you know, makes your mate happy, you know, whether they like to be touched, or whether they like to feel appreciated, or whether they like to feel like you think they're beautiful by telling them they're beautiful. Whatever that thing is that makes them that, you know that. You know, so basically, you need to know what that language is for yourself first so that you can tell your partner so that, you know, they can try to implement that into their life, I guess, you know. I'm still trying to understand it. I said I was going to look it up. But
I mean, I agree with that. What do you call it, love language?
Love language. That's what, at least that's what
it's love language. I mean, I agree with that. The whole thing with that is you need to know that from rip before you even say that's my girl. You know, for her to say, yeah, you my dude, you need to know that about her. You know, just
I guess
it's part, women that don't like you to touch them.
Right.
There's also women that like to sit in your lap all day long, like get your butt up and go do something. You ain't got to sit in my lap all day, but it's women like that. You know, they like to rub you, rub your back. They like to do that all the time. You know, so.
Okay, well, hold on, bro. We got another call. I'm going to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, caller, you on the air? You want to add to the conversation?
Yes, I just want to say that it's been, to comment off of what you said, I just want to say it's been like a generation. Women are independent, true, and some women don't have problems coming off the independency, but some do. And the reason I say that is with generations, they see, their mom, their grandmothers let the man stand up there and be like, oh, I got this. And then the man decide they want to take everything and haul ass. So the woman's like, okay, I don't have anything because I let this man do what I need to do. So women up in our times coming up now, we have seen that. Now they're like, oh, well, I need to handle my shit and get myself together because if he wants to leave, I still got me. So it's kind of like a generational thing. You know, women see it different. Like, yeah, I'll let you be the man, but trust and believe I got something in my back pocket. So if you leave, you ain't finna leave me high and dry. So I can see where a lot of women have an issue coming off of independent because they've been independent so long, it's kind of something they adapted to. And it may be hard for them, but a lot of good women who want a good man and who have a good man will step down and let that man be a man. But he has to show that he's going to be that man before she let down that guard because that's a lot nowadays for women.
I agree with you. I agree with you, caller, 100%. But my issue with that is that sometimes they don't know when the hell to step back. And, you know, you know what I mean? So, I mean, a man is trying to show that I can be the man that you're looking for. I can do all of the things that I'm supposed to do. But
right.
You're so independent that it's hard for you to even let that go.
Right. You've been doing this so long. It's usually in single mothers. You know, single mothers, right. They've been the mom and the dad in the relationship for so long, you know, that they don't know how to not be the dad anymore. And that's where you bump heads. When there's two dudes in the house, it's going to be bumping heads.
Right. I agree. But also with either, not with single moms, but also single women in general who out there got their careers or out there in school full-time doing them, and they don't have the kids, you know. And, it does take a lot for a man to get that promotion to be able to take over the household. But if he's the man that she's supposed to have, he'll get it. He'll show her that that's where he's supposed to be, and he'll do everything he needs to do to show her, look, baby, this is where I'm supposed to be. Step your ass down and let me handle this. If he doesn't have the authority or the balls to stand up and do it, then let her handle her business. You go to work at 8 o'clock to the left, she go to work at 8 o'clock to the right, and y'all meet up at 5 o'clock, and y'all just run the house together. But if a man has the heart, love in his heart and the big heart and wants to be the man and step up and let her step down, she'll see it. It may take some time, but, I mean, it's something you want, and it's something she wants. It's worth working for.
Yeah, that's the business relationship. What I was speaking of, when you're like, okay, I'm gonna do me, and you do you over there, and we come back to the house. That's the business relationship.
But the business part comes of it when the man hasn't stepped up enough to, for the woman to back down her independence so he can stay in the forefront and take care of the house. And if that's the case, he don't need to be staying there. He can stay in an apartment down the street where he came from.
And there we go.
I agree to a certain extent. You know, some people, you know, I don't know about other people. Some people like me. You know, I'm laid back. I don't like confrontation. You know, that's just the person I am, you know. But, you know, you get me there, you put me there, you know, then it's another story. But if I don't like confrontation and my wife has this strong mind that she's just not going to back down, you know, that's going to be a problem. You know, now once I get there, it's going to come out bad. That's what I mean by bumping heads. You know, everybody ain't the same type of dude. I ain't no weak dude by a long shot. You know, I just don't, in a relationship, I try to avoid confrontation. You know, that's just me. You know,
that's understandable. But when you say your wife, then your wife, when she became your wife, she already know that you were the man to step up and take the lead.
Sometimes that wife don't show her true colors until after she the wife.
Hey, and sometimes it's still difficult for her to deal with that, even though she understands that's your nature. That don't necessarily mean it's easy for her to accept the fact that you're not gonna really, you know, be that bolster, you know, because I'm laid back like that, but you know, my wife is not laid back, so that sometimes becomes a issue. You know, she on go and I'm pumping my brakes still. So
yeah, my confession to the whole thing, man, the wife run the house. I don't care what no dude say. She run
that's
the house,
that,
but he should have the say so. All right, go on, baby, but goddamn, okay, you don't took it too far now. It's time for me to step in. That's straight up. The wife run the house. You know, anybody been married and all that, you know this. The wife run the house. But listen, when it comes down to that decision, look, all right, step your ass back on this one. I got this one. You know, that's when the independent woman, the two independent women.
And I know women are going to say, well, there's no such thing as too independent. It's either you independent or not.
it's too independent. There's some too independent women out there. I know a lot of them. They're too independent. Like, okay, you tripping.
What's too independent?
Well, too independent, you know everything. You think you know everything. And some stuff, you just, damn it, you don't know. Like how to be a man. You can't teach your son how to be a man as a woman. I don't care what you say, you could be in his life forever. You cannot teach your son how to be a man. You can make him tough. My grandma raised me, and you can make him tough, but you cannot teach him how to be a man, his responsibilities as a man. You can't teach that. That's a dad's position. And it's women that I've met, women who had children, had a son, and they don't want you to say nothing to that son. You know, I mean, if you took on the responsibility of a stepchild, you know, and you accepted this child as yours, you know, I should be able to teach him as a man like he's mine. But it's women that's too independent. Like, look, I got this. This is my son. This is not your son. You got two other, three other, whatever you got. You know, let me do this one because he's not your son. It's women
so. So is it women too independent or men just too weak?
Mm-mm, I don't think it's too weak.
Wait a minute, hold on. We have another call, and I want to join them into the conversation because they might have something valuable to add. And then call over, I'll make a comment on that too weak comment you just made. But hold on a second.
All righty.
Caller, you're on the air. What you got for us?
Well, first I want to say I'm enjoying the conversation. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, cool. I got one question. What the hell is an independent woman? Like, do that shit even go together? Independent woman.
Independent woman, that's the one who took what society says is the man world. That's what society say. You know, they went to school, they got them a good job, they don't pay for their own house, because religiously, the man's supposed to be the provider. She's providing for herself and her family herself. That's an independent woman. She's doing it herself. Basically, in her mind, I don't need no man kind of thing.
Well, I understand that. And I think that might be 80% of the goddamn problem, excuse my language, but I'm one that believes women were created, they come from men, you were created to be a help and all that good shit. So how did you get to a place where you can be independent from a man? If you came from a man,
if
you
would
help
a
man. Like,
so
I get
long,
all that.
You know,
going to, yeah, but I get all that part. I get that. I'm saying, let's go back to basics. Independent woman? I don't believe there's an independent woman or an independent man, pretty much. If we get rid of that independent shit and realize we need each other, the shit I can't do, shit you can't do, then we'll learn how to work together and get rid of all this. That independent shit is what keeps people from doing what they need to do to keep relationship going, my opinion.
Okay.
I just heard the conversation going back and forth between the female and the male, and I was like, all right, but what the fuck is an independent woman, though?
So basically,
like,
what you're
basic,
saying,
what is that shit?
What you're saying is that there should be no independent title on man or women, and that we need each other, and it's more so a team, basically. So you can't be independent and expect it to be successful, because that independency is going to cause strife in the relationship, because you can't be independent and in the relationship. That can't go together. So
True. We
got to drop the independence and just be together.
I mean, like, I'm going to need you for something. I don't know what that something is. I'm going to need you for something, and you're going to need me for something. So if we need each other, and neither one of us
team,
really
you're
fucking independent.
You're a team.
But I'm going to drop off. I appreciate you letting me in. I'm going to go back to listening. And the show.
All right.
Yeah, you're a team, man. He right. That's what it's supposed to be. You're a team.
Okay, hold on. But are all callers still there? Caller, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, did you have a comment to make?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and jump off and finish listening.
First of all, I want to thank everybody. I appreciate you all. That was a lovely conversation. I'm going to go play a song real quick, and then we'll come back after a couple of songs. But I'm going to come to my conclusion when we return.
Hey, my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the south. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the south. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. Because my niggas still trapping hard, making meals in the south. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, pushing deals in the south. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. Still whipping, hey, all in your kitchen. Young Maconan turn into a magician. Tell me what you wishing, nigga, fucking with the genie. Hey, all in the Lamborghini when I ride past. Goddamn, he got rich fast. What the fuck he doing? He must sell his soul to someone. Hey, I ain't selling shit but these motherfucking rhymes. Hey, stop all this rapping and go sell my little dimes. Hey, round on my corner, I should warn you, boy. This gas I got comes straight from California, boy. Sherman Oaks, if you tryna be exact. Hey, niggas know I call my pack the fact. Cause my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the south. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the south. Hey, we need, nigga, please. Hey, I'm out here getting the rest, my money from overseas. Hey, Americano, hey, Lambo, I know, hey. We out here flying like, hold up, hey. Tell me what's up, hey, I'm still off in the, hey. Selling all this shit, we still moving the gate. Hey, my shit be coming from, I can't call it. Just give me that packing, watch me walk it. Hey, boy, I should warn you. This pack I got just came from California, cause my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, making meals in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, pushing deals in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till big Gucci get out.
Talking, I ain't with the flossing, man. What's the word? I can't call it ace. Where you been, bitch? Been ballin', smoking what you call it. Pockets looking brolic, diamonds on me polished, and smoking chronic. Yeah, body, boy. I been in the dungeon, ain't no easy. Does it like it's Shaq and Santa? Ain't no easy buckets. This that couple million, nigga. Fuck a budget if you starving for it. Know that stuff will come in. I been up to something, yeah, I'm up to something. In that mansion, laughing at you up and comings. Got a chick who pussy like the faucet running. I been out in Europe getting foreign money just to jump back like I never left. Push the floor up, cut. They bite mine. Funny how them niggas analyze. Funny how them niggas idolize. Fuck you niggas on that other side. All you pussy rappers out here telling lies. I've been waiting patient, niggas. Swear to God, know the revolution will be televised. Miracle. And please understand, y'all niggas ain't scaring me. Let's get some motherfucking clarity. Diamonds in my watch. Clarity. I'm insane, nigga, taking painkillers. Ain't no small talking, got the chain bigger. Niggas claim thriller, but I know they not. You the type to go and testify. You the type to get your dog shot. You the type to be a mall cop. You the type to go to pillow talking with the bitches, put a nigga business out. I'm the type to go and see about it. Most of y'all ain't never seen about it. Gimme, see me, so retarded. What's the fucking party, gang? Who co-started? I am so sorry to my loyal fans. Free shows with a live band. Tell my CEO I'm going back. Tell him issue me a new advance. Don't compare me to these other rappers with these same flows and they songs whack. I am better breeded, I am Hercules, and I am such a genius, you a Tempur-Pedic. Niggas soft as ever, talking pigeon feathers. Know the storm coming, better check the weather. You will see me never talking Stevie Wonder. They been sleeping, mama time to wake the monster. I am sick of playing, I am sick of talking. I've been doing yoga just to keep me calm. Counting hella money in my new recliner. Got my stripes in it like I'm Carson Palmer. If you hating on me, nigga, fuck your life. I wish your mom and daddy would've wore condom. I'm a beast mode, talking Marshawn, talking Ronda Rouse, nigga Brian James. In the studio, no shirt, smoking loud dog with some gold chains. Jay with me, G with me, T2, Hood Nation. Call your bitch, we'll never doubt. 9 o'clock, reservation. Be patient, fans waiting. Force one, starvation. Nuke. And please understand, y'all niggas ain't scaring me. Let's get some motherfucking clarity. Diamonds in my watch. Clarity.
Clarity, motherfucker. I'm talking 24 karat gold, not that 18 shit. You dig? Clarity, that's a lot. Stone so motherfucking clear than blue ice, nigga. Clarity. You see your hoes in the back of that big rose, nigga. And these flows are made of gold. Pussy, nigga. I'm talking 3D, not HD. You dig? Gotta put your 3D glasses on for this, nigga. Hey, yo, bro. We got this shit, nigga. Let's make this shit clear. We gon' change the game with this shit, nigga. S4, nigga, let's get it. Hood Nation.
That was Ace Hood, excuse me, Ace Hood with Clarity. Before that was Big Gucci, or I Love Macaroni, or however the hell you pronounce that. Yeah, I think that was it. So I wanted to conclude what I've gathered from tonight's conversation. Is basically nobody knows what the hell is going on with nothing. We are still confused as hell. And, you know, oh, my bad. I'll get to that in a moment. We all still confused as hell. Men, we think we know what women want, but we don't. And women, y'all think y'all know what men need, and you don't. So, really, it just kind of boils down to communication as far as I'm concerned. We need to communicate. And that's the only way you're going to make it, because other than that, it's hard out there for you. Men, we don't know what the hell that women are looking for nowadays. You know, those of you that are out there looking, men, y'all don't know what the hell they're looking for, because it's changed now. The game ain't the same. On the outside looking in, the game has changed, and I don't know what to tell you. So I wish you luck. I did get a little activity on Facebook this evening, and basically one of my female followers said, great question. She don't even know. You know, and I would consider her to be, you know, one of the good women, you know. I know her from back in college days. She's a good woman, marriage material, and she don't even damn know. So, hell, how is anybody else going to know? Somebody else say, well, I guess I'm going to be looking at your wall all night long waiting for the answer. I feel sorry for you, man. Don't stay up that late. It'll be a long night. What else he said down here? He says he does not think females want a good man anymore. They like them six or uppers. Oh, ooh, that's a good one, too. We didn't touch on that, really. The projects, you know. They say they love you, Mr. Sir. They say they love you for who you are, but once they get you, they're trying to fix you. You're a fixer-upper. You know, he all right. If I can just get him to do this, he'll be better. I don't know how to take that. I appreciate you thinking that you can turn me into a good man. You know, that I appreciate that. And I guess I can just get over with or live with the fact that I'm not really good enough for you. Right? Because basically, you being a fixer-upper, that's basically what that's saying, is that you're not really good enough for me, but I can get you there. That's that ouch. That's that hurt, that pain. That was funny. I'm going to keep my eye out on Facebook and see if I get anything else. But that one, that was a good one right there. Oh, hell, here we go. Bam, and he just said the same thing my caller earlier said, you know. So most of them not looking for a good man. They prefer to have a good woman. So, ouch, I don't know. That can go either way, people, because women can say all the good men, either, you know, married, locked up, or gay. So they can say the same thing. We can't really go on that. It's 2015. It's just, you know, men, we got to share. They ain't all ours no more. Now we got to compete against the same sex. So, hey, what can I say? That thing's so good. It's so good that women want it too. Hey, God created a wonderful thing down there, and it's so good that women want it too. I don't know what else to say. On that note, I still got a caller hanging. I'm going to bring my caller back in, see if we got a comment on that last statement we just made. Caller, you still there? That caller may have stepped away. But that's a good point, man. Facebook made a couple of good points there. You know, women, they're not really looking for a good man. They'll settle for a fixer-upper. And, you know, the other half, I guess you could say, is looking for women. What can we do? All right, I'm going to go play a song on that note. Because we could probably go on for this for days. But we're going to jump in. Snooty Wild. I don't know if you ever heard of Snooty Wild. Snooty Wild is one of those artists out of California, man. L.A. is
putting out to all these Snooty Wild, K Camp, I believe, and what's your boy, Ty Dolla Sign, all these West Coast cats. So they got a little uprising coming going on out there in the West Coast. But I can't help it. Snooty Wild.
All the fame, all the glory, I can't help it. All the money got me crazy. All these groupies want my baby. I can't help it, I can't help it. Get some stuff. All the yellow, all the purple. I can't help it, I can't help it. I can't help it, I can't help it. Yeah, I can't help it, I can't help it, I can't help it. I'ma make it anyway. Yeah, I'ma get it any day. I can't help it, I can't help it. Yeah, all the glory, I can't help it. All the fame, yeah, all the yellow and the purple till I bump. I can't help it, I'ma do it anyway. Yeah, I'ma hustle every day. I can't help it, I can't help it. Goku bells of that motor underlay. 36 beer, Coco, I deck. Yeah, all this money got me crazy, but I'm focused. Yeah, exotic bitch, foreign whip, it's a local. Designers on my feet, never ever penny loaf. You must be joking, I got ghosts, turn your brain to yolk. Yeah, all this money got me crazy. All these groupies on my baby. I can't help it, I can't help it. Get some stuff. All the yellow, all the purple. I can't help it, I can't help it. I can't help it, I can't help it. Yeah, I can't help it, I can't help it. I can't help it. I'ma make it anyway. Yeah, I'ma get it any day. I can't help it, I can't help it, I can't help it. 16,000 year affiliate. Watching out for the ops, they be perpetrating. No Memphis in my block, yeah, we recollect. But I'ma represent Memphis to the low tech. I can't help it, I can't help it, I can't help it, yeah. That's all I knew before the necklace in Deception, yeah. Before the money, it was automatic weapon, yeah. That's why it's automatic with me in my web. I can't help it, who can help it? 4 years locked and fighting the depth. With a 60 as my weapon. When it locked, there ain't no help. Moving back, and no one help. Got my back, that's why I'm step. 40 Glock, only you help. All this moolah, I can't help it. I'm on. All this money got me crazy. All this money got me. All these groupies want my baby. All these groupies want my baby. I can't help it, I can't help it. Get some stuff. I can't help it. All these yellow, all these purple. I can't help it, I can't help it. I can't help it, I can't help it. Yeah, I can't help it, I can't help it. I can't help it. I'ma make it anyway. Yeah, I'ma get it any day. I can't help it, I can't.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. I got my money up.
Ooh, yeah.
These women all down.
Down.
As soon as I touch down in a city, man, they all coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
They love me in New York.
Yeah, they do.
And down south.
Down south.
They know I'm from the west side. And I stay with the love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big kush, long money,
money,
bad girls, real niggas,
yeah.
here with me. Here where I go, you know I'm solid. A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Oh, I'm solid. Here where I go, your boy's solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Yeah. Big cushion, long money, bad chick, real niggas here with me. Sitting on your homies, that ain't solid.
That ain't solid.
Trickin', she ain't yours, that ain't solid.
No, no.
She ain't mine, I in and out it. Wouldn't get that ass a dollar. She said, don't you got $1 million?
$1 million.
I told her, stay up out
my pocket.
Stay the hell from around me, you can miss me with that frost. You ain't drop none on this. Big kush, long money, bad girls, real niggas. Here with me,
You know I'm solid.
A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Oh, I'm solid. Everywhere I go, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Yeah. Big cush, long money, bad
chick,
real nigga. I got my money up.
These
women all down. And every time I touch down in the city, man, they all coming out.
Hey,
they on the way.
Wait.
Yeah, they on the way.
And
when they pull up, we gon' celebrate. Celebrate. We gon' celebrate. Hey, cause today was a good day. Big kush, long money, bad shit.
Real world.
Real with me. You know I'm solid. A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Oh, I'm solid. Everywhere I go, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's the deal, bro? What up?
Hey, what up, what up, what up? Shit, nigga, I've been calling you like 3 days, nigga, 2-3 days and shit. You ain't been picking up the phone. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, the homies took off from the police, and they got us on lockdown. They ran up in the nigga's cell, snatched the script. Nigga fell off.
Hendrix. Yeah. Aqua. I woke up like this. Point live from the fucking car to bed. I ain't talking about some big money shit. I ain't talking no more big money shit. I ain't talking no more big money, bitch. Reporting live from the gutter, high body motherfucker talking big money shit, bitch. Straight up out the gutter, never had shit. Now we got 90210 on our address. Talking tick mill just to get an asset. I know the tears still falling down on my last bitch. This money made me hungry, I'm a savage. I seen the stars lining up, you couldn't imagine. I watched my bro give up on me like a marriage. I went back inside the attic, counted up and started laughing. I went back inside the attic, counted up and started laughing. Cupid licks hanging on my wrist, I put some welfare. Wake up in the house, I look up, I see bells everywhere. I see girls everywhere, I see scales everywhere. I see hair everywhere, I get mail everywhere. Walked inside the booth and came out in a Learjet. A fiend for that lean, I ain't started drinking beer yet. They bust a trap, I live there. Came out clean, I ain't clean, my nigga still there. Just imagine you were living lavish and they still there. Wake up in the crib, pool, sitting on the hill now. I just need some niggas with me, that's what keep it real now. Got a lot of pretty bitches, I just pay their bills now. Money make her feel good, but now she make me feel good. Don't forget that guala out in Europe, but I'm still hood. Don't pop a bottle on the motherfucker like I'm on my last damn dollar. Point live from the fucking car.
ain't talking about some big money shit. I ain't talking no big money shit. I ain't talking no big money, bitch.
Yeah. Reporting live from the gutter, I will buy this motherfucker, it's not even a discussion. Woo! And I got my niggas with me, yeah, yeah. She gon' end up dipping with me, yeah, yeah. And I got her tripping off it, yeah, yeah. Pillow talking dishing, I don't know, yeah. Yeah. In one ear and out the other. Shut your mouth and take what's coming. Live from the gutter, dawg, yeah, yeah. She don't want pets, but I'm a dawg, yeah, yeah. And she love it, dawg, yeah, yeah. And she love it, dawg, yeah, yeah. On the billboards, all we do is pop shit. Soon as nightfall, that's when we lock in. It's for my niggas on that bullshit and that nonsense. It's for my dogs that go Karuche with the chopsticks. Woo! And we gon' miss you. They don't want no smoke, they don't want no issue. But these are times we gotta live through. But these are times we gotta live through. And I
pouring live from the fucking gutter, bitch. I ain't talking about some big money shit. Pouring live from the damn gutter. Swear to God, I buy this motherfucker.
that was going through some. Tom G, the OG Tom G. Before that, we got Live from the Gutter with Drake in the Future. And Solid by Ty Dolla $ign. That was featuring Babyface. I'm going to call three of those. Those are very good songs. Ty Dolla $ign, you know, if y'all familiar with him, he got, you know, a lot of, he just released another album. I listened to it a little bit on Spotify. It's nice, man. Check it out. You know, like I said, West Coast. But still a good album, man. Hey, guys. I really, really, truly enjoyed myself this evening. Learned some things from my callers. I appreciate everyone that called in. And also everyone that commented on Facebook as well. Some very good comments on Facebook. Go to my page or the Friday Night Get Right page and look at the comments from tonight's show question. What is today's single woman of 2015 looking for in a good man? Got some good responses on that. So check that out. Other than that, I really enjoyed myself. I hope y'all did the same. Be safe. Be careful going out there, running around in them streets tonight. You know, it's a holiday weekend, the weekend before the holiday anyway, so them boys going to be out there heavy. No drinking and driving, and no smoking and driving. You know, can't do that no more. Ladies and gentlemen, back in my day, we could ride around and smoke all night long and really didn't have no qualms about police messing with you too much. But you can't do that no more. If y'all smokers and you going to smoke, stay home and smoke. And if you're a drinker and you're going to drink, just stay home and drink. You know, you'll have just as much fun home drunk than you would out risking your life or somebody else's life drunk. So just stay home. Other than that, be safe. Have fun. I would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Remember the true meaning of the holiday. Give to those in need. Remember family come first. And love, man, just love. It's the holiday season, so, you know, we're going to be all about love for the next couple of months. I personally, with the job, I'll just be glad when the holidays are over. But that don't, I'm a Scrooge. Don't worry about me. So with that, I am going to sign off. And again, happy Thanksgiving. And in the famous, infamous words of my big cousin C Dog, I'll
I won't leave it up until I leave. You can't sweep my floor. did wanna just see back. Never wanna ever be daddy. Never ever wanna be my daddy. All I ever did wanna be.
And what?
And all I ever wanna be was him. See, I played in this game and I laid in this game. All I ever wanna see was Jim. So I show a nigga get stacked. Pay the brims with a tinted rim. Big money, nigga, 100 stacks.
Big rack.
Bad bitches in them new backs.
Big four.
Guns up, nigga, fuck friends. 100 niggas in 100 bins.
Oh, no, no.